You are now being recorded. Okay, first of all, there is another quiz that has been posted, quiz two. I'm going to be away this weekend, so I gave you basically till Monday, since I'm not going to look at it till Monday anyway. So, the quiz needs to be passed in by Monday at midnight, or basically it doesn't count. I don't accept it. So you have to get quizzes in by the due date. Everything else I will take late, but I will not take quizzes late. So those have to be in by the due date. Okay, today we are going to start looking at logic, and we're going to look at, actually I want to do practice exercise. So please bring up practice exercise. Okay, and if you can't see it on my computer, you can see it on yours, so bring it up on your computer.
Practice. Is that JavaScript?
Have me?
Is it JavaScript?
No. Okay. So, what I've got here is actually pseudocode. It is written in English to try to give me the logic that I will need to follow. So it's pseudocode. Okay, so first of all, in the pseudocode, I defined memory variables. These are my memory variables. Now, I made a mistake on one of them, and there is an embedded space, which there shouldn't be. Okay. Doesn't really matter in the pseudocode, because pseudocode is just talking about what I want to do. But when I came to put it in a program, it would actually matter. What I've got here are basically the structures that we're going to be looking at as we are looking at programming. I've got some drop-down things. Everything drops down unless told otherwise. So it's going to drop down and execute one instruction at a time in a drop-down basis. Here I have a loop. Okay, and with a loop, I need to set things up, I need to test, and I need to change, and we'll see that as it happens. We're going to actually start looking at some more theory on Tuesday, but for now, we're just kind of playing with what happens to be. So I am going to set up second num and third num. I've already set them up as variables. And I'm going to do this loop while second num is less than or equal to third num. Well, second num starts out at 5 and third num starts out at 12. And so I'm going to go in and do the loop. If I don't change one of those, they will stay 5 and 12 forever, and I will do the loop forever. So I have to change things so that eventually it will stop the loop. Because I said, do while second num is less than or equal to third num. If they stay at 5 and 12, second num will never be less than third num, and the loop will never stop. So I've got to change one or both of them. The other structure that I have is a decision structure, which is like queries that we've looked at. In this one, I am asking a question. So here is my question. And I have two possibilities. I can get a yes, or I can get a no when I ask a question. If I get a yes, I do the drop-down, and I drop down and do the instructions right under the if. If I get a no, I go and I do the else code. If it's a yes, I do the below the if code. If it is a no, I do the code after the else. And I end this with an end if. So that tells me the decision or the if statement is over. So those are just a few very basic fundamentals. When I am writing programs, I have three things going on. I have sequence, so I drop down one at a time. I have decisions, and I have loops. Okay, so I have decisions, and I have loops.
Okay. So now we are going to go and look at doing this one. Can I get out of this? Yes, finally. Okay, so
the first thing I'm going to do is I've got those variables set up. So I'm going to set up my memory variables here so I can see what is in them, because I'm going to be basically playing computer. So first num has an initial value of 100. Okay, so I've set up the variable with initial value of 100. Second num is another variable, and it's going to have an initial value of 5. Third num is another variable, and it's got an initial value of 12. And the result has an initial value of 0. And again, what I'm doing here is the pseudocode to solve a arithmetic problem, basically. But it is using if statements and loops. So I've got those set up, and they got set up as I dropped out. 1, 2, 3, 4, I dropped out. So now I hit the next statement that says do while second num is less than or equal to third num. If it wasn't true, I would drop down to the end loop and be on my way out. But it is true. So that means I go into the loop. Second num is 5, third num is 12, 5 is less than 12, so I go into the loop. Now, once I'm in the loop, my first question is first num greater than 500? Is it? No. Okay? 100 is not greater than 500. So what am I going to do? Since first num is not greater than 100, what am I going to do? Not greater than 500.
Don't you
else? No. If first num is greater, yes, I'm sorry, but I was looking for the command. You're right, go to the else. So if first num is greater than 500, I'm going to do those two commands right under it. Otherwise, I'm going to go to the else and do those two commands. So yes, I'm going to go to the else and do those two commands. So what's the first command I'm going to do?
Add 100 to the first num.
That's right. So I am basically doing take first num, which is 100, add 100 to it, so I've now got 200, and assign it back to first num. So first num is becoming 200. And then I said take third num, subtract 1 from it, that gives me 11, and put it back into third num. So I'm saying, and this is an assignment sign. I am saying, take first num, add 100 to it, and assign it back to first num. Take third num, subtract 1 from it, and assign it back to third num. Now I'm at the end of the if, and I'm at the end of the loop. And so when I hit the end of the loop, loops are repetition. So I loop back, and I ask the question again, is second num less than or equal to third num? And the answer is yes. But notice I changed something. Okay, so I'm not looking at the same question or the same relationship. It's now changed. The first time I was comparing 5 to 12, now I'm comparing 5 to 11. So, is 5 less than 11? Yes, it is. Or less than or equal to 11? Yes, it is. So I go into the first if statement. If first num is greater than 500, is it? No. So what do I do? I do the else again, which now means what is first num becoming? 300. 200 plus 100 is 300. What is third num becoming?
10.
Okay. So I'm at the end of the if, I'm at the end of the loop, and I loop back. And isn't it wonderful these people don't have to do this anymore because the computer does it for us. Okay? So. What?
In a thousandth of a second.
That's right. And it does it more accurately than we are, and it does it faster than we do. So who needs us? We need us to program it so we will do it accurately and fast. Because it's a dumb machine without us. Okay, so I go back up. And now I'm going to be saying, is second num, which is still a 5, less than or equal to 10? And it's not, so I go in. And I'm saying, is first num greater than 500? No. So what is first num going to become? 400. Don't act so bored. And what is this going to become?
9.
Okay? So I'm at the end of the if and at the end of the loop, and I go back and I ask the question again. Is second num less than third num?
Yes.
Yes? Is first num greater than 500?
No.
No. So what does this become?
500.
And what does this become?
8.
And I go back up.
It's
okay.
Greater than 500 or equal? Or
what does it say?
Greater
than. It says greater than, right?
Right.
So I go back up. Is second num less than third? Yes, 5 is less than 8. Is first num greater than 500?
No.
So what do I do? What is this?
They crossed the road.
Okay, so I go back up. Is second num still less than or equal to third num?
Yes.
Yes. Is first num greater than 500?
Yes.
Yes. So now what do I do? I take first num and I multiply it by 2, right? Whoops, wrong one. I'm going to get there in a minute. I take first num and I multiply it by 2, which is 1,200. And I take second num and I add 1 to it, so it's now gone up to 6, right? That isn't it, yes. So it's now gone up to 6. So I drop out. I don't do the else because the else is only when it wasn't true. I drop out of the if, I drop out of the loop, and I go back. Is second num less than or equal to third num?
Yes.
6 is still less than 7. Is first num greater than 500?
Yes.
So I double this, and I add 1 here. That's the end of the if, it's the end of the loop, I go back. Is second num less than or equal to third num?
Yes.
Okay. So I go in. Is first num greater than 500?
Yep.
So I'm doubling this. And I'm adding 1 to second num. Okay. And again, I'm changing the things that I'm testing. So I get out of the if, out of the loop, and I go back. Is second num less than or equal to third num?
No.
It's not. So that means I drop out of the loop. I just drop out of the loop. And I go to the instruction below the loop, which says the result equals first num plus second num plus third num. So it is equal to 48.15. And then I say display, so on my screen, I put 48.15. And I'm done.
questions? Okay. Do number two. You're more than welcome to talk to the people next to you, but I want you to do number two. No, just figure out the answer. And then we're going to do it on the board. And this is a place where paper and pencil beats some doing it on the computer.
Yeah, it does.
Which, by the way, I got the question from Megan about the math. I'm finally at the race.
Okay.
Ray Steele could join me.
Yeah.
All right. So talk to Ray. Ray's fine on it, and I'll sign off on it. Okay?
Nice.
And I've sent him to Ray. I've sent him the email, but, you
see
it, double check
it out. Right. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll just go to
like,
an office.
Yeah, that's how
it is. Email him.
Email him, whatever.
All right.
And you're fine, because you're in WIP on the map. So, Matt, you took this summer?
Oh, yeah.
Does that came out? Yeah. Okay. So, if they need some kind of signature or something, let me know. I'm not moving
over. Okay. A couple weeks ago, I had also, like, sent in a thing, seeing if they could wait in,
too. So, okay. So, I talked to Megan and told her it was fine.
My day.
Huh?
I said that my day. I don't
want to think about that. No, you just get arithmetic in here. But this is arithmetic, not math.
Yeah. So this is an engineer. You don't have to do that.
So the quiz is due on Monday?
Yes. Yep. Yep. Skip the what?
The if, because you can go straight to else, because work answer is zero, right? Work answer is zero.
No, work answer is zero.
Work answer is equal zero, so there's that sum.
No, right here.
Do, oh, goodness.
What's that line right there? It's the first line
right.
The first
line you said, which is add two things together and put them in work answer. And that's right after the do loop, you hit that calculation to calculate work answer.
Well, you can still skip it, because that means that work answer gets set to 75.
And that may well be, but I was challenging your zero comment.
So, okay, you still skip to the ups.
Yeah, you would have had the wrong number. So, yeah, you could have still skip to 75 for the work answer.
Well, what number? So, you don't set that for us.
I would strongly suggest paper and pencil for this operation.
So, would you do the... Because
this is
still do that.
Yeah, because the loop has
to. This is then and do, right?
And do is okay. The end of the do. Okay. Get that started around. Yeah.
So, once you go to else, go to the CT plus one.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So you finish the F statement, then you go to the CTE equals CT
plus
one.
What if I finish the L statement? Do I still do the same?
How
do you? If I finish the L statement, do I do the
same? That is...
Yeah, well, you're going to hit the F statement. And you're going to either do that group or that group.
Right.
And then the end if says I'm all done with the if statement. Then I add one to count, and then I'm done with the do statement. And I loop back.
According to the first statement,
yep, so if you solve equals 75, then you do else, and then you get these. And then you have to do the CT1 because the loop's not over, so CT1 is worse. And then you got to repeat trying to process. That's how
I'm going to do it. So you do the one drop down one at a time in sequence.
Do well.
So you do it 7 times before you're
able to. Third number, third number.
Okay, so I'm definitely going to need a pencil.
Yeah.
I can do a lot of math in my head. I can do a lot of math in my head.
Trust me.
Well, I mean,
you're going to need a pencil.
As far as like the health saving goes, you know you're going to do it 7 times because you know you're trying to get CT.
So no, you're going to do it 6 times because 6 times will bring it 5. Oh, wait, no, you'll do it 7 times because it'll stop
you. Less than
it's 6. Right.
Yeah, fair of it's not less than 8.
So let's you and I try this together. Okay. If your work answer is greater than third minimum, so no matter how this goes, we're skipping it. Because work answer never gets set to anything greater than. This is going to get crazy. Okay, so we start here. Skip that. First num equals CT equals 0. First num equals
sign the attendance sheet as it gets to you.
Wait, what? First num equals 35. It's 25 plus 10. And then it gets reset on that. And then that gets fed back into the personal variable. Second equals 60. That comes 85. Okay. So CT1.
Oh, that was like so
weird. Wow, that was weird.
So what we go to the statement and then we go.
Yeah, that's how you go back.
So we're just running.
The loop keeps
we're
going again and again until you finally get a no to the
would
question.
Give you an answer to
so
this.
When you hit the end loop, it goes back up and checks. Is count still less than 6?
So that
does it again.
Oh.
If count isn't less than 6, then it's out.
That's
what it's
been. What? Oh,
CT stands for count in my world.
Oh, wait. First, we got to check.
If it's equal to 6,
so fourth none. So we can probably skip that and just do it 5 more times. Because it will be 6. So we do this 6 more times. So CT6 equals. Pardon me. So this is always getting skipped. This work answer will never be work answer 0. And it never gets. Oh wait, work answer is first number 7 on Mars. Shucks. Work answer equals. So 75. If work answer 75. Oh, so it's still getting skipped. Because work answer is always going to be the same as third number. It's going to be less than 30. No, it's the same. Because first num and second num are 25 and 50. Yeah, 25 and 50 is 75. 75 is not greater than 75.
Yeah.
And if you continue running this algorithm right here, then no matter what, second num and first num together will be the third num.
Yeah.
So say we add 20, 45 plus 70. 45 plus 70 equals 115. I'm glad I came up with that. So 44 pieces of 70, 117 equals 30 now. 117. And then in two cycles, third num will be equal to. Oh, check that first guy.
Yeah, like it's third one. So the third one through, the math gets
long.
That feels good to hear out loud.
So this gets a little bit. This gets a little funky. Oh man, that was cool. I'm fond of this. I'm sorry. So we can just assume, so up to third num, I mean up to CT equals 1, 2. Oh wait, let's see if it even goes to 1. See if it even goes to 1. First num, second num, no, CT 1. That's 35 plus 65, which equals 95. Set that to work. The fourth answer is greater than third num. Third num is 20 plus third num is 85. So on CT equals 2, this is when we have to start doing this.
You can put all the way
God, this gets really complicated really fast. So now we move on to, oh wait, four.
Wait a minute,
quadro
operation. What do you do?
We
have
our
equals.
Oh,
it's
a big number. I don't like it.
CD. Why am I doing this? What am I doing wrong with my hand today?
And
then, all that because we are at CTE.
I know, right? CTE. So this is when we have to start doing this motherfucker right here. When we're setting things up for CTE.
Anybody think they have the answer?
Almost. Equals... 50. First num equals first num times 3. So what was first num? First num is 35. What's 35? 35 times 3 is 90 plus 105.
I just put 3 across.
Gotcha.
Second equals first minus second. So does that mean that first is now 105 for this? So first minus second would equal 105 minus 60 equals 45.
Are you having fun yet?
Yeah.
What's that?
I mean, very fun.
So 170 and 40 equals 50. On to CT, on to count 3. Okay, so is 105 plus 45 equals 170. Is that equal to 70? So 170 is greater than 170. Nope. So we are doing else.
Yeah.
So we're just incrementing.
132,430.
What?
Oh no, it's really easy. I mean, I've done it wrong where I stood up there and done it. I've done this problem a few years, and I made a callous mistake up there.
Dear God, you saved a lot of writing by coding it out. So 40 equals 50, because it doesn't get incremented on the out statement.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's what you come to appreciate.
110. CT4. What is wrong with you for that?
Okay. No, it's real easy. As I said, I've stood up there and made a mistake on it.
She's so organized.
Huh?
She's so organized.
Let me just do the part that I had first. See,
I give you about 5 more minutes and then I'm going to go over.
I'm double checking, but I'm sure I'm very well.
So we have 2 more of these to get. How much do you hate math?
I like math.
Okay, so let's figure out what it is over CT4.
Okay.
Oh, and then I do CT6. Wait, if CT after this. Okay, so this is why I said it. This is CT after. So when I've done, before I've set it to 1. Okay, so. God damn it, I wrote the notations all funky. 1. 2.
You did enough?
Oh, I pretty much.
Okay, that's a lot of things.
So you have to jump back up 4 lines.
So currently, I'm probably at 4. Crazy.
Oh, sugar.
That's a good save.
Can I ask or not?
No.
See,
kind of.
So.
Okay, I'm going to go over it now.
I'm almost happy.
I don't know.
I think there's a pattern on this.
178. So this.
So first nom is starting out at 25. Second num is starting out at 50. Third num is starting out at 75. And fourth num is starting out at 100. And then I also have count, which is starting at 0, work answer, which is starting at 0, and the answer, where I will put my final answer, which is starting at 0. Okay, so those are all memory variables. They're variable names that I have set up an area in memory, and I've given that area in memory an initial value. So the initial value is there. Okay? Initial values can be changed. These are starting values. Lots of times in programming, things will have initial values of 0 just to kind of indicate they're a number and clean them out. So, now I'm starting out. And I said, do while count is less than 6. Now, before I do that, let me point out that I set count at 0. I'm now testing count. And down here, I'm changing count. So I'm doing all the things that I need to do. And again, we'll come back to that on Tuesday. So I'm starting out. Do while count is less than 6. Clearly, 0 is less than 6, so I'm going into the loop. The first thing it says to do is a calculation. It says take first num, which is 25, add second num, which is 50, so I'm up to 75, and put that into work answer. So work answer is now 75. And your job, especially the people that got it right, is to keep track of when I make a mistake. Okay? Because I want to do it right. All right, so now I drop down and I say, if work answer is greater than third num, is work answer greater than third num?
It isn't greater, right?
75 is not greater than 75. So I take the else. And the else says, take first num, add 10 to it, and put it back in first num. Take second num, add 10 to it, and put it back in second num. Take third num, add 10 to it, and put it back in third num. And that's the end of the if. And then it drops down, and the next sentence says, take count, add one to it, and put it back in count. So count is now a one. And then that's the end of the do. And when I hit the end of a do, I loop back to see if I want to do it again. So I loop back. Is one less than six?
Yes.
That's not a trick question, folks. Is one less than six?
Wait, we just did. We're making sure.
Okay. One is less than six. So I'm going in. And the first thing it says is take first num, which is 35. Add second num, which is 60. So I'm up to 95. And put that into work answer. So work answer is now a 95. Okay, so is work answer greater than third num?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, is that correct? For some reason I thought I had to go through this a couple more times. It's correct?
After the first time you did, okay. You have to...
So I am going in and I'm saying, is work answer greater than third num? The answer is yes. So I'm taking fourth num and I'm dividing it by two. So that's 50. Then I'm taking first num and multiplying it by three. And that's 105. And then I'm taking second num and saying second num is going to get the value of first num minus second num. So 105 minus 60 is 45. So second num is going to get 45. And third num is being multiplied by 2, so it's going to get 170. Okay, am I still right, guys? Okay, so now I don't do the else because I did the if part. I hit the end if, I drop down, and it says add one to count. So I've added one to count. So it says take count, add one to it, and assign it back to count. Then I go back up. Is count less than six? Yes, it is. Work answer equals first num plus second num. So what's work answer? First num plus second num?
150.
Okay. And again, tell me if I get off, because for some reason that number doesn't look right. Okay, so that's 150. Is work answer greater than third num?
No.
No. So I come down and say, okay, then I'm going to say first num equals first num plus 10. So that's 115. And then what's second num? 55. Would somebody please help me? What's third num?
180.
Okay. So now that's the end of the if. I drop out and I add one to count. Okay. So now I go back. Is count less than six? Yes, it is. Work answer equals what?
First num plus second num?
right? Which is?
170.
Okay. So now I'm saying, is 170 greater than 180?
No.
So I'm taking the else and I'm adding 10, 125, 65, and 190. Okay? And then I drop out of the if and I add 1 to count. And then I go back. Is 4 less than 5?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, 4 is less than 5, folks. Okay.
Bless me.
Okay. Have I done it? I haven't done anything yet. Okay, you can't distract me. Okay. So now I'm saying work answer equals first num plus second num, right? So 125, what is it? 190. So now I'm asking, is work answer greater than third num?
No.
No. Okay, they're equal. Okay, so what do? I take the else, and I'm up to 135, I'm up to 75, and I'm up to 200. Okay? And so now I add 1 to count, and it's a 5, and I go back. Is count less than 6? Yes. Work answer equals what?
210.
Okay. So, is work answer greater than third num?
Yes.
So, therefore, fourth num equals divided by 2, so 50 divided by 2 is 25. First num equals first num times 3, which is what?
405?
405.
Oh, sorry,
405.
Sorry.
Okay. And second num equals first num minus second num. So what is second num? 405 minus
75?
330. Okay. And then third num equals third num times 2, which is 400, right?
Yeah.
So then I say, and if? Add 1 to count. And when I come back, I say, is 6 less than 6?
No.
No. So I drop out and I come down here. Okay? Now, at that point, I've got first num plus second num times third num plus fourth num.
One.
So what's the first thing I have to do?
Add first and second.
No. Yes, I need to multiply first because the order of hierarchy, the hierarchy order, the order of operations is multiply before addition. So I've got 330 and I'm multiplying it by 400, 0, 0, 0, 2, 132. Okay? And then it says, okay, at this point, add in first num, which is 405, and add in fourth num, which is 25, and I've got 1, 3, 2, 4, 30. And so on the screen, 1, 3, 2, 4, 30, because the last command said to display it, so I display it on the screen.
Questions? Whatever you did that didn't get the wrong answer was probably having more to do with math than it had to do with logic. Okay? But just make sure that you understand the logic of this. Did it make sense when I was doing it? That's the important part. Okay?
So,
yeah.
When you get to end due, right below the thing, after you add 1 to count,
Does it just go back up to
yes.
loop just because that's what it does?
That's right. Loops
nothing...
just keep looping,
okay.
but they check the condition every time they do it.
Because it's the do while that makes it loop, not
that's
the
right.
end. All right. That, yeah. that threw me off.
So it yeah. goes back up and it asks the question again, and it only gets out when the question is such that it should get out. And that's why it's important to change it. Because if I left count at zero, it would go on to the help rule. I mean, it's just going to keep going forever. Okay? Until you pull the plug.
Funny thing is, I did one step too few and I was off by 30,000%. 30,000%. One step too few.
Oh, yeah. And this is why we like computers. Because we can write a program and we let the computer do the mundane, dumb stuff over and over and over and over and over and over again. And we don't have to do that. And that is a good thing.
30,000.
Okay. My mouse is not happy at right-clicking. Come on. Closing glare. Thank you. Okay, now we are going to go back to my homepage. And I don't know why it doesn't, I thought I had that open, but anyway. And now we're going to look at practice continued. So please bring up practice continued. Okay. What I'm doing now is I have a collection of data. There's four records here. So this is data. It could be on an access table. It could be on a file, but it's a collection of data. The headers that I put in are really not part of the data. They're just there. The same way that Access, when it shows you the result, puts the headers up there so you know what's what. I did it too. Okay, so this is the data. Now, when you create a table, there is some kind of marker that is put at the end of the table to tell the computer that it's hit the end, so that the computer knows that it's hit the end. And I call that EOF, for the end of file indicator. EOF, end of file. So I've got four data records, and then I hit end of file. So, again, we're looking at pseudocode. This isn't a real program, this is pseudocode. And on this one, I did not declare the variables, which I could have done. I kind of declared the variables as I went and used them. And that's another technique that people use. Probably I should have declared them, but I didn't. Okay, so we're starting out. And when it says start, the first thing it does is say read pay record. Okay, so the alignment is a little off.
At least it's working today.
Yes. Okay, so it's going to go up and it's going to grab the first record. So I've now read the first record. And by read, I mean I've taken it off the device, or I haven't taken it off. I've taken a copy and I've put it into memory. So I have an accessible copy of the first record. So then I say do while not in the file. Which means I'm going to keep doing this loop until it reaches the end of file marker, and then it's going to stop. This first read here is called the initializing read, or I think they also call it priming read or something like that in your book, but it's the initializing read. Okay? So, do while not end of file. If overtime hours is greater than zero is my first question. And so I look at this record, and in fact, overtime hours is greater than zero. So that means I'm going to calculate. So I've got my regular pay memory variable. I've got my overtime pay and I've got my total pay. So I'm going in there and saying, okay, take pay per hour, multiply it by regular hours, and assign it to regular pay. So regular pay becomes 800. And then I said, okay, now on the next line, take pay per hour, which is 20, multiply it by 10 is 200, multiply it by 1.5, it is 300. So I've got $300 worth of overtime pay. Okay? And so I am going over here now and saying add them together, and I get 1,100. That's the end of the if. And then I say display total pay. So I displayed 1,100. Now, it might have been nice if I displayed the person's name as well, but I didn't. I just displayed total pay. So there's the 1,100. Now it drops down and it reads the next record. And what you'll see is all the other records are read from that embedded read. The initializing read only reads the first record to get you started. Okay? Once you're started, as soon as you display, you want to go read another record. So now I've read the second record. And so now I loop back and it says, is it end of file? No, the second record doesn't have the end of file marker. So I say, okay, is overtime hours greater than zero? No, overtime hours is not greater than zero. So I take the else, and I simply say, take pay per hour times regular hours and store it in total pay. So I have $1,000 stored in total pay. And then I read the next record. So I'm going to go and I'm going to read the third record. Check. I go back. Is it end of file? No, it's not end of file. Is overtime hours greater than zero? Yes, it is. Calculate the regular pay. And I should have been crossing these out as I went along. Calculate the regular pay. Well, it's 30 times 40. So it is 1,200. Okay? Now calculate the overtime pay. Well, that's 30 times 20 is 600 times 1.5 is 900. So that is 2,100. And I display the 2,100. And then I read another record. So I'm now going to go and read the fourth record. Whoops, fourth record. Up there. This one. Right here. Don't think so, huh? Let's see. When I erase that, it's probably going to be lethal. Not close enough for government work. Okay. So now I've got the arrow sort of there. And it says, is it end of file? No. And so, as long as you're on the same line that I am, it's no. So now I'm going to multiply 30 times 35, which is what? 1,500? Right? 5, carry the 1. No. 1050, sorry. I was remembering something else. 1050, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 30 times 35 is 1050. And then I'm saying, okay, now what's the overtime? The overtime is 450. And that's what I was remembering, is that the total is 1,500. 450. Not an extra zero there. And so I write out the 450. Yeah, right. It's time to go. I write out the 1,500. Okay. And then I read another record. Well, when I read another record, it gets this end of file record. And so when I loop back, it says do while not end of file. It is end of file, so it quits. So these are the four records that I get. Okay. So that's how this works if I am processing data as I'm going along. Questions? Okay. And the nice thing is that the computer will do 10,000 records the same way as it does one record. And so as long as you get the processing right in your code, it will do 10,000 records correctly. But that's why testing is so important. And this is the way you test. You take a series of records and you run them through, and then you do it in your head, or you do it on paper, and you compare what the computer came out with what you came out with. And if it's right, then the computer passed a test. If it's not, one of you flunked. So you go back and you check yourself again, because your first suspicion is you didn't do it right. And if you still got the same answer, but the computer's still getting the same answer, and they don't match, then you assume there's something wrong with your program. And you go back and check your program. Questions? Okay, then we are going to get out of this, if it lets me. And we're going to go back and bring up this week's assignment. So if you go back and click under assignments, the logic assignment, it will bring it up. What I want to talk about here is the difference between the while and the until. Okay? On one of these, I said do while, and the other one I said do until. While is what keeps you in, and until is basically what gets you out. So if you look at this, do while variable 2 is less than 30. What's going to get you out of here? What's going to make this loop end? What is going to make the loop end?
Variable 2 is greater than 30.
Not greater than.
Greater than equal.
Equal. When loop ends, when variable 2 reaches 30. Could be that it reached 31, but it's going to stay in as long as it's less than 30. If it's 30 or above, it's getting out. Okay, what happens with the until? It keeps doing it until variable 2 is what? Until variable 2 is what?
Greater than 30.
Greater than 30. So until variable 2 is 31 or more. Until variable 2. But it's important that you read that, because basically the while and the until have different meanings. Do while it's less than 30 means I'm going to stay in there until it's less than 30. Do until means I'm going to get out. It's kind of more phrase-like. I'm going to get out when it's greater than 30. So they mean different things, and you need to be aware of the while versus the until. Okay, what I would like you to do, because we've got 15 minutes that I want you to have the chance to start the homework. So, I want you to start the homework. Do these examples. Here I have put a series of answers. If you get an answer other than one of those, you're wrong. If you get four, there's only one possibility out of those.